Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
So where does the poppy act kick in ya when someone takes pictures of your kids? How does this happen? How does it happen that we've got, you know, Poppy Act there to help us? A legal expert with regards to the Poppy Act is Luella Tyndale, who joins us on the show this morning. Luella, good morning.
Morning, how's it?
Lekker, thanks so much for joining us. You know, a lot of people know that there's an act in place called the Poppy Act. How does it, you know, in this instance, and I don't know if you've briefed and you're up to date with this current situation that we have with regards to our children in these public spaces like the beaches as they play, having somebody take pictures of them. Where do we stand in terms of our legal recourse should someone take pictures of our kids and we're uncomfortable with it?
Look, so the difficulty we have, obviously, is that Poppy applies to more in a business context. Okay. In most instances, and not so strictly a household or on the beach scenario.
All right.
So our right to privacy is somewhat limited in terms of people taking photographs in the public space. If you then, however, find photos of your children on websites for commercial usage, you then may have recourse under Poppy. But it's difficult if someone's just taking photos sort of in passing or can argue that they're just taking photos in the scenes, right?
Yes.
So Poppy doesn't really kick in until it's maybe more commercial instance.
Okay.
That being said, there may be instances under the Children's Act, et cetera, where you know, you could argue there's a protection needed.
Sure.
However, the Poppy Act itself, in this instance, wouldn't protect you in the public space because, like I say, someone could argue that they're just taking a photo of the scene, right?
Absolutely.
And not specifically your children.
Got you. Okay, so we take the Poppy Act, we put that one side, we say, right, that's not maybe something that we could use in an instance like this. But having said that, it is still infringing children's rights, I guess, when somebody, and quite willingly, and I'm not talking about an instance where, say, we're down at the beach, we're taking pictures, and the beach is packed. I mean, there's no chance you're going to get a picture of your family without including somebody in the background. Mm. I mean, that is, your intention there is to take a picture of your family. People that are in the background scene of that photograph are coincidental.
Yeah.
But when you're purposefully taking your mobile device, aiming it at a child, taking a photograph of that said child in their beachwear for uses, I mean, first of all, why? Why are you taking a picture of my child? Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, it's illegal, surely.
Well, you know, I don't think it is illegal per se. There may be something under the Film for Publications Act, but that, again, would come down to publishing it, you know, and what your use of that particular photo is.
Sure.
So, you know, someone just taking a photo, it's tricky in a public space, but if then they use it in a particular way, that's really when the rights kick in, I think.
Yo, I mean, that is, my blood, Luella, I might have to phone you to come and get me, or you or my sister or somebody to get me out. Because in a situation like that as a parent, I don't want anybody taking pictures of my kids without my consent. I feel like, you know, my blood boils knowing that there's somebody with clear malice intent. Mm. And for me to be the one that has to go and track down who this person is and how they're going to use it, just the fact they've got pictures of my kids in their beachwear is enough for me to warrant wanting to get, you know, to somehow or other, you know, intervene.
Yeah.
And I will intervene. I'm like, yo.
Tell me what you like. Follow us on Instagram
@Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.